Joe presents Boys Don't Cry with me, Russell Kane, together with ASOS. Welcome to Boys Don't Cry with me, Russell Kane, brought to you by Joe, together with our friends at ASOS. Might look like the same t-shirt from last week, but it's not. It's a different shade of green. It's also slightly more on my pecs just to show off those lean muscle mass gains in the past 7 days. Hashtag protein, hashtag macros. This is the podcast stroke YouTube show stroke phenomenon where we've done the thing that girls keep asking men to do. Talk about this stuff while we listen. Mm-hmm. I didn't realise how bad we were. There's plenty of places you can hear men going, I'll tell you my favourite type of boob is my favourite type of football. I'll tell you what weights I like. Loads of that. There's plenty of cups of tea clubs. I'm going to get through my divorce with a man's group. Plenty of that. And they are fantastic. Long may they continue. There's not as much banter wrapped around truth. So that's what I wanted to do. Just to try and answer some of those questions girls are always asking. Why do you wank so much? You've got to understand, I'm not saying that women don't masturbate. We know they do a lot. I'm just saying that only men know what it's like to masturbate and be bored at the same time. That's a very male emotion.
All
to
you
be
need
like,
is a bit of a draft.
That's it.
While you're wearing shorts to just come over.
Sometimes I can see a flower and go, "You're daffodil slut," and that's me gone for a gone for a power tug in the bathroom. And I've got a brilliant guest this week. I'm so excited. We're doing something slightly different this week. I can't decide if it ruins the purity of what we're doing or enhances it. We're about to find out, mofos. I've got stand-up comedian and Boys Don't Cry regular Kay Curd, and welcoming our first husband and wife team to the show. Will it aid the extraction of truth or impede it? Let's find out as we welcome England rugby star, House of Rugby's very own James Haskell, and wife, Iona, Chloe, television presenter and fitness guru.
Hi.
Welcome, everyone.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
It is true, like, owner, isn't it? Yeah. Like, a keeper. Like, I met her today. I had a rap before I came on the show. Not, like, street stuff. So, I went to public school, Kate, you know what I'm saying?
But what, turkey and lettuce?
No, it was, chicken, all about the macros. And I was having it, and I spilt hot sauce. It dripped out the bottom, right on my crotch.
That,
and
the
my
weirdest
t-shirt.
Mime, for those listeners, the hot sauce mime was definitely a double-handed fist pump.
it's sort of why I kept the top tight and moved it down. So I spilt hot sauce. So she came and saw me, and I had my backpack on. I looked like a naughty schoolboy. And she just pulled up the window, wound down. I went, "Babe, I've spilt stuff." She went, "Oh, just get in and I'll look after you." So she tried to take me clothes shopping, but I got dressed out the boot of my car.
Well, that's weird because in that story, you came out as the baby she's looking after. It started where it's weird because I do own her, but in the end, I just suckled at the boobie and I felt safe.
That's it. I don't matter how macho I am, she definitely owns me. She operates me.
Okay, are you being operated at the moment by anyone? Are you single? What's happening?
I'm single.
Still single?
Still single.
And how has taking any of the learnings from this show out into the field? What's going on in your love life?
Absolutely none of them.
Are you dating actively?
Why not? If that's what you call it. What do you call it? You say you're on a tour in Vajganistan, yeah?
I call it being a level 8 Panani master, but I am currently out of service.
I think that's what
is
I'm
is that a tour of Vajganistan?
That's what he said last time.
Amazing.
That's amazing. I love that.
When I was an active duty, I sometimes get my Admiral's jacket out of the loft and go, "Oh, that was hot tub in Vegas." That one's for twins.
We've all had a hot tub in Vegas.
It's like Boy Scouts badges, isn't it?
Okay, so this is absolute gold for the lineup we have today. I really want to talk about jealousy, what drives it, how it's changed. I mean, there's no doubt about it. If you look at the history of jealousy, if we visit it through art and painting and literature and historical chronicling through the times, it seemed to largely be a male on female activity. We were joking, but for years, for centuries, man owns woman, gets jealous, clubs other man over the head or kills woman, if there's any doubt of the truth of that relationship. But it's changed. It's changed a lot. It flows both ways. How's it changed? Are you a jealous person, Kay Curd?
I don't think I'm a jealous person. I'm more of the whole... do you know what? I'm like, if you want to cheat, you'll cheat, innit? honestly, if you want to cheat, you'll cheat. So me being jealous about it or worrying about it isn't going to solve things.
So wait a minute,
but I think there's a healthy level of paranoia you should have just in general to show that you care.
So wait a minute. You love a girl. Have you had a real heart flush down the toilet deeply in love relationship?
Yeah,
in your
life?
Right. So you've got your, I call it Ebola love on this podcast. You know, we're like, what's happened to me? I want to kill myself.
Terrible. That's terrible.
You know when you love someone like
which
that?
Which you had at uni, I remember saying.
Everyone's has Ebola love.
Yeah.
But you would, if you were in a bar and some guy's sleazing on her, you'd be like, "Do you know what? She's a woman. She can handle herself. That does not raise my testosterone. I don't want to hit that guy. I have no jealousy." Or would you be like, "Do you know what? If that carries on, I'm going to have to go over there and say something."
My whole thing is, I'm going to get with a girl that is going to get attention, so that I cannot be angry that she's then getting attention. Mm. Do you see where I'm coming from? Yeah, so yeah. She's a beautiful woman.
She said attention, what? Because her guide dog's getting in the way, her white stick's banging. Like, what attention? What, she's parked in the front of the shops or something like that. What do you mean? Like,
oh, no,
you
male
mean,
attention. Do you see what I'm saying?
She's an unbelievable setup, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
she's
yeah,
fine.
Of course. If she's a beautiful woman,
fine.
There's going to be guys trying it.
Fine.
And you're not going to be able to stop that, whether you're in the room or...
So have you accidentally just said, Kay Kurt, that you could not be with a minger?
Basically, yeah.
Because it, you know, it doesn't matter if they've got a great personality. If the outdoors looks terrible.
I think... listen. Everybody loves to say, it's what's inside that counts. And it does. But the initial thing that captures you is the... No nightclub promoter comes up to you and goes, oh, yeah, bro, there's this club, there's banging personalities in it. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're always like...
I agree with you. It's just everyone's...
But also, initial attraction is very subjective. Like, people that I find really attractive, my friends don't find attractive, and vice versa. So it's really subjective.
So what you saying, all your friends think James is ugly?
Pretty much.
Yeah. And the people I find attractive, I just don't talk about and pretend that I haven't noticed. Yeah.
Chloe, why have you hired security? No, it's someone I'm dating.
Why have you got a doorman with you?
So just to push Kay on this, then we're going to obviously move on to the main course of attraction.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
But let's keep it more realistic. The girl's average girl next door looking with a great personality, or she's great looking with a bit of a flat personality. And you've got a date for 3 years. Who'd you go
average with?
With
great personality?
Really?
But, I mean, but I'm talking... <It's>
get... Don't be that guy.
Don't give a break, guys. Those just grew like that.
But my whole thing is... But most of the time, it doesn't even matter whether a girl's good looking or not. Guys will try it with anyone. Mm. Guys, a lot of the time, will try it with anyone. So if you're going to be like, hey, yo, bro, what's going on? And try and knock somebody out every time they talk to your woman, then you're going to be involved in a lot of fights and it's not going to end well for you. Plus, I think, unless it's like something physical, it's getting like really...
Yeah, but that's different. Your protection is not the same as jealousy.
Yeah, if someone's trying to talk to my girl, whatever.
So, James, are you a jealous man? It's hard to know because you wear a jovial exterior like me, but often us japesters and clowns are the first ones to damage the kitchen wall plaster if we can't find our car key.
This is very true. I sort of get het up and go around the corner and give myself a Chinese burn, like, and then I come back with a normal expression.
Are you a cushion screamer? So sometimes I'll go into the next room along and go into the cushion. You fucking hate your cushion. Yeah. Lindsay, I was just in the other room just chilling out.
Nah, do you know what? I've had a bit of a rocky road when it comes to kind of romance and relationships. Obviously, when I was single, I maximised it like any good man does.
My guy.
You know, tried to... No, I mean, I'm not...
I don't think you actually even have any idea of the number.
I mean, let's just put it this way.
I just thought you meant you wanked a lot. For me, maximising was I upped my masturbation rate to 3 a day.
I've done more drilling than BP. That's what I haven't really. I have. But no, which is unbelievable because I have got one of those average, below average kind of setups. But I think my chat sort of wants
He says with way. Like biceps the size of my face.
Yeah, but body like Baywatch, face like Crime Watch is always the way, isn't it? But anyway, we're going off task. Too many jokes. So I.
You say rocky road, do you mean that you've been cheated
on
in the past?
Love. I've had a beau love. I've been cheated on by every partner I've had.
Really?
I haven't been obviously the best behaved in those relationships either.
So you were cheating as well?
Who was the first to cheat in most of your relationships? Be honest.
It's a hard one. I think the first that drive, a bit of a draft. And the first one, I think it was probably me. The second one, there was a few grey areas over it. But my breakups were slightly worse because I had the kind of Ebola love. I think your first love is always the hardest because you've got no comparison to it.
Yeah.
So you don't understand. So you've never been through these emotions. But my point with it is that I learned very quickly on that you have no control over your partner. You should never try to control your partner.
Absolutely.
You should always make sure that you keep things interesting and that you there is an intensity between you because you want that to carry on. And if someone becomes disinterested, that's where it falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
But I am not outwardly jealous because I know that if Chloe wanted to go off and do bits, there's nothing I could do about it, and vice versa. And that's where the trust comes in, because you become paranoid, you become controlling, you get really upset. So I have a threshold with Chloe, and she says to me actively, oh, you know, you're not the jealous type, you're not that. And I say, Chloe, don't push me to the point, because I'm really calm, I am jovial, but I will go fucking mental, like anyone.
Like a hot Santa.
A hot Santa, exactly. Yeah, with a big beard. A Santa's got a better lid than mine, actually, and he can wear a hat to cover it. So that's my kind of thing.
So what do you mean by that? That's interesting. Reading between the lines, it's like Chloe's going, well, does this make you jealous? And you're like, stop it now.
She likes three Instagram pictures. She likes three Instagram pictures in a row, and you're like, nah, who's this guy?
Yeah, so the thing is, I
because that would never make you angry.
No, because I don't look into it. Look, this is something we obviously will come on to, I'm sure, later on the show, that social media has taken the jealousy and the thing to a whole different level. I have actively decided that I just don't... I'm very self-involved at the best of times. I use my Instagram social media as a business. So I am not looking to like people's... I'm not trying to give people signals. I'm not trying to do anything. I'll just post what I want to post. I'll sit sometimes on it and scroll and they'll be like, decent-looking bird, DJ, gun, dog, you know, revolving cat doing something funny. And I might throw out a few likes, I might not, but it's not calculated. But with Chloe, she says to me sometimes, she goes, oh, you know, you're not like that. You're not jealous. I'm like, Chloe, you haven't done anything. But I saw that bloke flirt with you. I saw your... She's really fucking handsy, which is like, you know, not like giving people no look about handers, but she's like... She will touch...
Hand off.
Yeah, she's really touchy-feeling. Yeah. So that fucks me up because I'm not like that. I don't think you accidentally become very tactile.
Is there a little voice in the back of your head going, she's fucking...
Does
it produce just a little like surge of hit me and I behave yourself?
Yeah, but not because I look at it and go, that's her. But she, because I don't react, I see everything. And I'm a really big fan of watching people's body language. I really love studying people, watching people, seeing how people interact. So I watch how someone touches her, why she might touch them, what they're saying, are they eyeing up, you know, whatever it might be. So I'm really interested in it. But I don't overreact because at this point, there's no point going mad. If she did step over the mark, I'd come down like furious thunder, like Thor's hammer on everyone. But she hasn't really...
Would it make a difference if it was a hot rugby player?
But I mean, I've got Chloe. Thing with Chloe is what reason why I love her, and part of the reason we got together.
That evil laughter.
Yeah,
I just know stories, and I'm like, I wonder if he's gonna.
It's weird because I'm got a bit of what you're going on. I'm so unjealous. It sort of winds Lindsay up.
Yeah,
she takes it as evidence of lack of passion. But it's not. It's implicit trust. But I think if it was like if Chris Rock was at the bar chatting off, it might provoke me a bit more because she's so good at what I do.
Yeah,
but she has. Yeah. The thing is with Chloe, Chloe, a lot of girlfriends or partners might not actively get involved. Chloe, boys will come up and speak to her because she's funny and engaging and has personality, and I love that. She's someone that I could take to me to any event, anything I'm doing, and know that she'd be. Could get on with everyone.
That's so important as well. So because important. You want somebody that you don't have to babysit. Well, so at an important. Event. Like, are you all right, babe?
Yeah, I have to babysit a little bit. You just have to come back and check in. It's like, you know, when you've got a dog and you let it run off, you call back, it comes back, touches your hand, and then runs off to play again. I have to come back and check in and go, love you, babe, you're looking real sexy. You're so kind for coming tonight. And then I let her go off again.
But this is learned behavior.
This is learned behavior. So my point is that she does flirt with my other teammates. She does flirt with them. But it's no point. They're my mates. I don't want to cause a scene, and she's not doing anything in a
problem. No, but that's totally different. Chloe, it's totally different. Say it was like some, forgive my total that's ignorance fine, of rugby. If it was some French international,
Charlie Hunnam. So say actors. She loves like Charlie Hunnam. She's really
fancy. I think the comparison you're drawing is somebody in your.
That's the same. So whoever the.
She has though. She's
the captain of New Zealand, right? Yeah. It's at some event. The captain of New Zealand.
It happened. That actually happened.
Stop.
We can't tell a full story, but it did. That. Something similar to that happened.
No, injunction around business.
I think I've told him this happened. Yeah.
For me, it makes a difference. It would make a difference if it was someone that I did what I'm being really honest here. And they were slightly more higher profile and more successful,
100%.
Which is the most Neanderthal thing I think I've ever said on this podcast.
No, it's really human.
But if like some stadium American comedian. And he went, gee, I love your accent. Is that Scotland? And she was like, no, it's Manchester. And then they started chatting. I would be like, fuck, what's going on? I'm going, I can feel Begbie coming out.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on there, Chloe?
I think, okay. Well, first of all, I would say the reason why James, with me specifically, is not jealous at all is because, yes, I am tactile and you know that. And I am flirty and you know that. But I think you know that I have a track record of not cheating on partners. I think it happened once under really specific circumstances.
The guy that had a cash and a massive knob. They're the circumstances.
It was one of those next level.
I don't
want
to say anything, James, but she's currently in danger.
she really liked the watch. I'm like, fucking hell.
Anyway, carry on.
It was one of those really... kind of weird circumstances, but generally speaking, I don't cheat. I don't have a track record of cheating at all. I've been cheated on again by almost every partner I've ever had, which I think is fairly normal, given that, you know, that was throughout my teens and 20s. And I think
does that make you a jealous person?
Yeah,
then?
Definitely. So I think that...
So what are your triggers?
So I think he knows with me that he can trust me implicitly and that I might be tactile and flirty, but generally speaking, like, I'm not... It's just not a threat, I don't think. I'm really, like, pro-monogamy, and I think I'm really sexual, and I love sex, but with my partner...
Mm. Who's your partner?
That was rude. Sorry. Oh, no,
but so what are your... Okay, so what are your triggers? So, for example, the lovely lady I'm with, it's very confusing, because it's not a logical system. So if we're in a nightclub... and the hottest girl in the club starts grinding on me and dancing, and Lindsay would probably find that highly arousing.
Yeah,
if Joanne Bloggs from across the road was TM me something with a flirty language, she'd want to tear her head off. What the hell's going on there?
Yeah, I think, because I'm super duper jealous, but I agree with you that it really does... especially people in my industry who, like, will DM James and be like, hey, when are we going to work together? I'm like, you need to fuck off. And I get really, really jealous, and I don't like it at all.
Have they got a genuine reason to be saying work? Do you mean like a presenter or...
Well, I mean, we both kind of work in health and fitness, kind of.
So you think that's a loaded question?
That really bothers me.
Is it loaded, or is it your jealous tendency?
Probably the latter.
Well, also it's the proximity towards you.
Yeah.
Just you know, like, if it's just some random at a club, you're like, you don't even know her name, or you don't know his name. But if it's like, if it's somebody that you know... they could cross paths at some point. You're like, what's going on?
And also, I know that he is attracted to me. So if it's somebody who does a similar thing to what I do, then I'm like, that's six.
Right. This comes back to when it's someone closer to what to you do.
Yeah. And I think it's also because you know that your partner finds those things attractive about you and finds those qualities arousing. And you definitely don't want a similar person coming in the area.
So help the guys, and we'll help the girls out as well watching this. Which is what, if one thing had to happen tomorrow, which would wind you up the least? You have to receive flirty direct message from someone that's sort of in your circle, or in a club, some girl's hand on the shoulder, chatting about with a drink, gives no shits that you're there. Oh, which is worse?
That bothers me less, unless I was drunk and then I'd go mental. But if I was sober, that would bother me less.
There's a graph where Chloe, it doesn't matter what happened, goes mental. You know, you said the rationality, there's a tipping point where it's alcohol versus patience versus understanding. They collide. And then it doesn't matter.
But no, I mean, if I was sober, the club thing wouldn't bother me. I kind of presume that happens every time you go on a social anyway. But the DM thing weirdly would bother me, which is weird because they're not physically there.
We've only got two females we're basing it on. My wife. And there seems to be something that triggers women more about the secretive written communication. Is it because it's closer to an emotional reach out? A language-based reach out is less visceral and animal. And women always say the thought of a man having an emotional attachment to another woman is almost worse than sexual.
Do you know what it is as well? I think it's different because she can see you in a club.
Yeah.
Chatting to the person. And she can see what's going on.
And everyone can.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there's a lot, but the DMs are private. Like, if I've got my phone and you're not around, you don't know what I'm saying to someone.
Yeah.
It is a lot more intimate.
Do you think it might be the other way around for a lot of men, though? So if you said to one man, if you trust your girlfriend, trust your wife, tomorrow she's going to get a flirty direct message from someone in your... not a mate of yours, so you'd be like, so? She'll just tell him to fuck off. Or you can see someone all over her in a bar. I think most men would choose it the other way around. So I'm always fishing for gender differences.
Do you know, I just think... But it goes back to what I was saying. I mean, the only way a guy can experience what a normal woman goes through is to become rich and famous. Like, to see what an average experience is like for... And even then, it doesn't get close. Because...
What do you mean, being pestered?
You're being pestered every single minute of the day.
That's a really good analogy.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, but even then, like, even if a guy's got money, status, fame, even then it doesn't come as close. Like, it's like a fraction of what a woman goes through. So this guy is coming at your woman from... Literally, there is a dick coming at every angle. Like, waiting.
Is it a dick pic?
Is it like a game of Kaplunk at the end of a night out, Chloe?
But honestly, it is that. But yeah, and then there is guys that would just send out unsolicited dick pics.
Chloe gets dick pics all the time. She's like, do you get anyone who sends you anything? I'm like, no.
You had, like, the 48 hours you had Snapchat before, I was like, this is not okay. You got nudes after nudes.
I got a couple of nudes. Honestly, not enough to qualify. No. Like, I wasn't going into lads going, fucking hell, my phone's blown up. Like, if you think that was, you know, the level of dicks you've got, you know. I mean, to be fair, honestly, you had more dicks than a Richard convention. You were like that. It was honestly all of a... all of her DMs. She's like, I'm sitting there talking, and she goes, do you get anything? And I went, no. I said, there was some random... someone sent me a picture of them being sick, and I was like, why have you done that? Ugh. And I think once some woman who's clearly a catfish sent me a pair of tits, right? But Chloe's dick pics, I don't understand lads at home who go, oh, fuck, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get hard and send a picture of my knob to this bird, because she's going to go, fucking hell. I'm going to rush around and sit on that. Yeah. What's the logic?
I'm on week 3 of the programme. Is this belly fat normal? Oh, no, my knob's in shock.
But do you know what? Do you know what, though? I've often thought about this, because I don't know what implores a guy to do that, because, one, dicks aren't
attractive
at all, right? No. But it must have worked somewhere down the line. It must have worked somewhere down the line, trial and error, because
why would... girl did what girls always do, which basically was like, this is great, I love this, oh, I'm so horny, oh, yeah. And then guys were like, oh, my God, girls love this. And then the rest of us were like, ugh.
But that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, like, it must have worked somewhere down the line. So I think in every girl...
Yeah.
Like, and that's the problem with guys as well. A lot of the time, when guys... It's like a lot of guys will get their one routine... And then that's what they will do, right? For life,
dude. That's
right?
My tour. That's literally how we make money. What you say?
Stand up excluded. But so they don't actually pay attention to the individual or that individual likes. So they're just flinging out dick pics. It's like a net. What they're doing.
But it does show you the complete difference between.
I like it if you send me a dick pic.
Would you?
Yeah, but that's because. We fuck, we're married, we're in love. It's arousing.
I've never fucked anyone flat. But, I make sweet, sweet love.
Do you get the angle right though?
What, with the piece?
Yeah.
I've got fucking backlighting. I've got a whole team. I've got a little bit of wind on there. I've got a bit of light, or shading. I face tune that.
But I don't. But a random, no. If you're a random, if you're not already banging the girl, do not send her a dick pic.
But it doesn't take you. I wouldn't be. If Lindsay got a dick pic, I'd find it funny. It wouldn't make me jealous.
No, it doesn't make me jealous. But it's exactly your point, is that I think if you're freaking out about stuff, there's no boundaries for men. They will just, you know, they trample on your best mate's dead flaming body just to get to your missus. Whatever anyone says, you know what I mean? It's very difficult to find a true guy that will turn around and avoid that kind of thing of not coming on to your missus or whatever. And most lads are doing it because they don't know you, they don't care, because they're such physical creatures. And that's one thing I've learnt, the big distinct difference, and what you were trying to find out between some common grounds and themes is... Women, like, the emotional side is far more important to them because they are emotional creatures. They are not necessarily all visual. They are, in some extent, but men are really physical. The physical contact. You know, if someone woman wrote something to me, I'm like, whatever. But the physical contact for me. But again, it would have to be inappropriate for me to even think that she would be worried about it, because.
Well, even if the person sends you a message, it's like super fit profile, and they sent you a message, it's different, isn't it?
Yeah,
Chloe, if it's like, excuse me, I'm Victoria's Secret model, but I'm also a rugby fan. Where do you drink? You'd be like, do you know, it's written communication, it's had no effect on me.
Yeah.
Or would you frap yourself into a frenzy?
No. Because I genuinely, from the first moment that I decided I was going to go out with Chloe to now, if somebody contacts me on social media, considering we spent all our time posting stuff together, I'm like, catfish, trap. Catfish trap. I'm happily married. Yeah. I'm happy. I'm in a relationship. What, it doesn't register.
No.
I still look and go, oh, because we had an argument about this. I always look at people who send me a message, go, was she decent? Because if you're decent, like, that's all right. I feel good.
Yeah, you're still like, you still could.
Still
in the game.
You're like happy. But if they're hanging, you're like, fucking hell. How does she think she's got a chance with me?
That's feeling, what I think. That feeling for men never goes away. No, I'm saying that feeling never goes away, wanting to feel wanted.
I know.
Like,
you always want to feel attractive.
You could argue, just to be provocative for the entertainment purposes, Mr. Haskell, that is a sort of minuscule cheat to take your brain to look at the picture, go, I could in the imagination, and then delete the message.
Okay.
You could. If it's 0.001% of a micro.
So I watched James, when this happens, because they do, all the boys do, get messaged all the time. It's like throwing out bombs and running off. It does happen all the time, and I've seen him do it, where he'll get a DM from a girl or like a photo or whatever, and I watch him do it. I don't know if he knows that I'm watching. I don't know.
Like that. And how do I not know? You climbed on top of me. The CCTV cameras.
You saw the camera.
You're like that. Why are you wearing binoculars indoors, Chloe? That's bizarre. Yeah.
Night vision goggles.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he and then he'll look at it, and then he'll click on their fucking profile and go through to their profile, and I'll look at him scrolling through the girl's profile to look at her. So when this happened for the first time about a year ago, just under, I was like, what the hell are you doing? He was like, looking at her photos. I was like, why? And he was like, because I want to see if she's attractive or not. And I was like, oh, sorry. I was like, why? And he was like, because if she's attractive, it's a compliment. And if she's not attractive, I don't care. And I was like, you're married. It makes no difference.
How did that make you feel? Apart, angry, obviously.
Pissed off. But, yeah, I was like, you're
jealous?
Married. It makes no difference.
A little bit of jealousy?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm a psycho. I am not trying to sugarcoat it. I'm
insane. Under no illusion. She's completely
Lindsay was insane. I'm telling you now, Lindsay will be punching the air listening to
it. So what about if, like, say, for example, he's doing an Instagram live and there's loads of girls going, like, love heart eyes.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Yeah, but if you then followed up to look at the pictures.
No, but then I'm saying, say he, but what if he's addressing it and going, oh, thanks, babe. Yeah, okay, appreciate
I wouldn't
that.
Do that. Yeah.
Okay. No, but I'm just saying. Yeah.
No, okay, so
no, it's
so
the it's the clinical follow-up and research that Chloe has the problem with.
Yeah, women learn, and a lot of us learn through our own mistakes very early on, that when a guy is taken, we consider it more of a compliment if we can get their attention, even if it's fleeting and it doesn't mean anything.
So we were talking about this on the previous episode. What is this weird biological attraction to the attached man to
women? It's this weird thing of feeling like you are still attractive regardless of the circumstances. All it really is. But you learn early on, like, oh, wow, we're wired like that, and you move away from that, right? But I know for a fact that women will probably find it more attractive that he's committed and married, and will probably target him even more because of that. I mean, they did a statistical test, a study that showed that men who went out with a wedding ring on got more female attention than when they took it off, and they repeated the study. So it is a thing, but that I've accepted and I'm okay with. What really bothers me, though, is if you give them that opportunity by then looking at the profile or like inviting them to come
so
sit at your table.
Single. So acting single.
Yeah. And like, you're taken, shut it down. Like, immediately. But
I've never invited anyone to a table. Oh, no. You're saying.
Yeah. I think.
It was a hot tub.
It was a table in a sex club.
We have to just take a short break. Please pick up exactly where you are after we've heard a little message from Alex Payne, because we've got something else from Joe. Back with more Boys Don't Cry in a sec.
Thank you very much indeed. It's just a moment or two for us to duck in and tell you about the House of Rugby. We're having a lot of fun. What are we trying to do with the show? Why should people be watching and listening?
We are basically
trying to mix everything up.
This is going into another show so that people come and watch us.
Oh.
Hello, everyone. Oh. Say hello to nice people.
Right. Well, we should basically watch House of Rugby because it's unbelievable humour. We don't talk about any rugby. And we give you the inside track from people who are still actually involved in rugby, not old 60-year-olds who don't know anything.
Good. You can download us via YouTube. As you can tell, we're a very professional outfit. You can watch us via YouTube and download us via iTunes. I hope you'll join us at some point. It's a lot of fun, really.
That was Alex, whose dulcet tones you may recognise there, James. Now, we do have to have a word from our sponsor. Boys Don't Cry, proud to be sponsored by ASOS Design. It's my go-to brand for the white T-shirt look I sometimes pull off. Today, it's a green T-shirt, like I say. I always have the black skinny jeans, 32-32, Mr. Average. To be honest with you, if it wasn't for ASOS, I would be naked in the streets or wearing an ASOS bag. Pants, socks from ASOS. Wedding ring isn't. It's an extra sparkly one that Lindsay makes me wear. It's got stones in it so it can repel other women from an extra 20 metres. Of course, if a dance floor LED gets that and a girl goes, am I married? My cornea's burnt out, just like zombie sockets.
Who's the guy from X-Men who has the eyes? Cyclops.
That's it.
Literally melt.
It's a Cyclops wedding.
That's like the opposite of Thanos' ring, isn't it?
It's weird, though, because your ring melts their eyes, but your watch melts their knickers. So it's one of
But I do, like no pants and no eyes on a girl.
Hold on.
So you hold on, let me finish this. Anyway. You don't just have to look for eyeless people with no pants. You can express yourself however you want with clothing that will give you the confidence to push the boat out a bit, but not too far. Try something new. You don't have to look like me. And if you do, this surgery, this counselling, we've got helplines, or you might just be Nick Grimshaw. It's created by ASOS and styled by you, ASOS Design. Check out the latest pieces on ASOS.com/men. Back to where we freaking were. We are getting to the crux of jealousy.
One crux thing. Can I get some ASOS gear, please? Because my wardrobe's shit.
They do a large and tall special collection.
Well, don't make it sound like I've got a problem. Big and tall, freaky and weird.
Because so many, you don't understand, like, how many women are like, yes, thank you, because I've never heard it phrased quite so well. If you don't mind me complimenting you, so many men struggle to, including me, who does this, and struggle to understand how simply looking at this girl's picture can piss you off so much. But Lindsay's like, if she sees you've looked at her picture, you've encouraged her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but it doesn't matter if I've accidentally encouraged her because nothing's going to happen because I'm married. And then we have the argument, yeah, but it's what's in her head. Who gives a shit what's in her head?
She wants the opportunity. Yeah.
But I don't.
And you're giving it to her.
And it's like you've been mugged off because that girl now thinks I've got a brownie point over you, right? That's what winds you up. Like.
Kind of.
But I wouldn't look at... Oh, they would never know.
Well...
Oh, then I'm not looking for a story. I this is how it goes. A message comes in. I go, right, I can't see it because it's a tiny thing. I mean, if Instagram want to fix this, just make a bigger picture so we can see so I don't have to click on it. Go onto a profile. Not in a stories. I would. Go onto stories, check it out. Is it a compliment? Do I need to go and get my teeth, hair, Botox, wardrobe sorted out?
Yes.
ASOS.
You need to go get some ASOS gears because battlers think I'm in the same league as them. And that's what I want to know.
James is a misogynist, just in case anyone wasn't sure.
Please don't cut to me
laughing off
that very funny joke.
But
if a girl said that as well, that would that be... A girl would say that as well. So I've seen girls go, when someone uglies message them going, they honestly think they've got a chance with me.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't care
Let's reverse it, Chloe. You get a DM message. It's not a dick pic. It's a nice one. It's like, hey, I know you're married. I can't help it. I just got to let you know you're hot. That's the end of it. Please don't reply.
Way better, guys. Just take that.
I don't want you to reply. I know you're married. I just got to tell you you're hot. End of message, full stop. From Russell. No. And you click on the picture. It's a hot guy. Some model sells pants or something. I don't know.
Does it make a difference?
Are you a little bit of a hypocrite? Because that would make a difference to you as well, or does it make no difference if it's Darren who works at the local council?
Okay, 2 points. Just really quickly, first of all, you had to learn not to like other girls' photos, right? You're sitting here telling the story like, I instinctively know. They don't know I'm looking. And I'm like, no, he had to learn. He threw out some likes early doors, not even actually that early, middle doors.
But you know what? It doesn't mean anything
when we're like, whatever. Oh my gosh.
No, but it doesn't mean anything.
No, I do. I don't like anything now.
People are like, why don't you like my pictures anymore? And you're like, rah, like I'm in a relationship.
I'm a stealth viewer.
I don't even like landscapes, just to be on the safe side. Do you want to fuck a tree? All right, fuck it.
You know when you're in a relationship?
Life of a
the way you go through Instagram when you're in a relationship, it's like this.
Yeah.
No, he can look, but he cannot give them any idea that he likes what they're putting out there.
What's the problem, though, if he's not going to act on it?
Okay.
What is it? What's affronted or harmed you? If I like a girl's picture and she now finds it attractive, if there's a 0% chance that anything's going to happen with me, why is it such a problem, not just for you, for so many girls? This argument happens again and again and again.
Okay, so
why?
For me, there were 3 reasons why when he learned not to like another girl's photo on Instagram, there were 3 reasons why it bothered me. One, it bothered me because I was like, that's rude. I'm your partner and I want you to publicly only find me attractive, even though we all know that privately in his head he finds every hot girl hot. Like, he's a man, like it's fine, but I don't need other people, including the other woman, knowing that he finds her attractive. 2, because the girl whose photo he liked, he previously dated.
Ooh.
Which was a problem. Hang on, wait, we'll get there.
I was with you.
I went on one date and I got a studio with an emotional fart.
So you went on a date with her and she told him she wasn't interested, and he was with me still liking her photos. So I was like, that's not cool.
Nah, you can't do
and
that.
Three,
then.
Thank you. And 3, because we share a lot of the same followers, all 3 of us, and they can, all our followers can see if he's liked.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Instagram's a snitch, you know, because it'll be like, say the partner's name plus 450 other dickheads that have liked the same photo.
So that's why it was a problem. And that's why now you know. So it's a good fight to have. And I actually think this is really good, because these arguments and these jealousy blowouts that all couples have, especially in the beginning, are really good for boundary setting. So now he knows, I don't care if he is on Instagram and looking at hot women, that's fine, but I don't need him liking their photo.
And so let's go around the table and talk about how jealousy manifests itself if you do get past that boiling point. We'll ask everyone. We'll come back to you in a second, Chloe, because we heard a lot from you.
No, but, I'm fine.
Okay.
You've seen the film The series.
If you went past the point where you can go, it doesn't matter. Would it be physical? Would it be passive aggressive? Would you have a blow up argument? Are you shouty? How's your jealousy likely to manifest itself?
But you know what? I'm like, I'll probably say something like as a joke or in passing, but you can tell it's
so passive aggressive.
Very passive. I'll be like, yeah, like I mean, I could have a role in it, like, because I've seen like
Just cut that out. I don't want to get
robbed. That kind of thing. So it'll be like that. Do you know what I mean? And I'll be like, yeah, I'll make a silly little passive aggressive comment, but you could tell I care in it. And then she'll be like, is this about Samantha? And you're like, yeah.
James, if you did get, I know.
It's a hard one because I, again, with the relationship with Chloe, I never wanted to go through her social media, look at who she followed or question it because it's fucking tiring.
Until she told you not to, like,
but I could have done because I've had arguments about it saying, you know, and I'm a big fact man for an argument. Like, I'm not emotional. I'm like, this is exactly what happened. And so I would have produced a PowerPoint presentation of all the people she followed. Colour charted with folders, takeaways, everything else.
I
couldn't be asked because life's too short. So, because Chloe hasn't actually pushed me to that point, but there's been a few things where I've clocked, like the Terminator vision has recorded it. If we're having a row, it'll come out as da-da-da. And I fucking saw you doing that, and you did that, you shouldn't be doing that, and, you know, flirting with you, you know, putting your fucking cans in his face. I saw you doing that, touching him in the shoulder, you know, on touching
like
the shoulder.
Oh, like 3 weeks later.
I'll remember everything.
You've only ever been jealous twice in a whole relationship, and I didn't find out till months later when we were having an argument.
You sort of bake it and then it erupts.
But because Chloe said, sometimes, James, her favourite line is, you don't get jealous. That's not you. Because I'll say, Chloe, just be careful of this. I don't like that bloke. I think he's interested in other things. She goes, you don't care about that. You're not jealous. I was like, I am. Don't push me. And the second thing is that she hasn't actually done anything. But I keep telling her that if you get drunk and flirt with someone or something inappropriate, I'm not the calmest bloke in the world. You'll notice it. But I try to pick battles because life is hard enough as it is. Mm-hmm. Relationships are hard enough.
Yeah.
Being on edge, going mental the whole time is really not what a good use of time
and
energy.
But also, a lot of this is about trust, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think a lot of the time, I don't know, some of it's insecurity within yourself as well.
100%.
Like, because you're always consistently asking yourself, like, does she still like me, kind of thing, in the back of your head? Why is she doing that? Does she like this guy and that guy? So I think it's a lot to do with that as well.
I'm being slightly cruel because we're playing thought experiments. We're having to imagine things that haven't happened. It's more to analyse how different people react. There's sort of, it's not just with jealousy. That is a classic male strategy to stew, do nothing, and then a big reaction.
Yeah.
Passive aggressive is another one. The female reactions tend to be slightly more in the moment.
Yeah.
So, but Lindsay, for example, if something happened, and I'd be like, I'm a big guy. I'm not going to be dragged into a van, Viagra'd and rehypnoled and attacked. I can handle this woman. I'm just can say I'm married. It's not appropriate. Please don't message me. Please don't. I can handle it.
Yeah.
I don't need you to step in. And she's got I won't say anything then. I'll try not to. I realise because I always end up having fights. It's not necessary. I'm not going to. As soon as she walks in, you fucking bitch. I'm fucking. But she can't. She can't not
say anything.
Let me
ask you though. Do you like that? Do you like that she's jealous about other women and you?
I like to be wanted.
It's
a huge compliment. I don't like things that have a social fallout and leads to complications in the group.
Sense.
And then if we've got, say it was, I don't know, a place we like going, a cafe we like going to, and then we can't go to that cafe anymore.
Yeah,
because of some silly, stupid argument that the girl was serving me a croissant and, you know, something like that happened.
Yeah.
That, I don't like the consequence of it. It's not a turn on or fun for me to see
that
her crying or distressed.
Yeah.
It's nice to be wanted to have a passionate woman, she's got the old Italian blood in there. I don't think it's got anything to do with being Italian. I think there's the willpower of, I'm not going to say anything. I won't. I'll keep my mouth shut. One glass of wine. Excuse me, we need to have a talk. Thank you.
I love that. I think, okay, so, well,
go on, Chloe. How does your jealousy, if you do boil, what happens?
I think for me, it's immediate. It's very much a case of, and I don't...
Shouting, door slamming, pushing, screaming, crying, what happens?
I want to preface this by saying that, obviously, I don't mind if James looks at other women. He's a man. Women are hot. I perv on other women. Women are fit. Like, we're all good.
Clip that one out, tweet it.
I don't mind if he's at a club and there are girls around him. Like, when you go out, I don't think I ever text you, call you, chase you up. I'm like, yeah, whatever, go out, have
She's
fun.
Too busy
I don't
plugged
care.
Into the CCTV of the club. So
no,
I am
at home drinking wine, She's watching my crap.
Can we
move
in on camera two, please? Yeah. Move in on camera two.
I just constantly hear this. Drone. Why is the US Army after me? Chloe's like that. Just Charlie Five. Roger.
I don't get jealous about quote unquote normal stuff. But if he acts in a way where I feel like he is being giving somebody the wrong impression or being disrespectful to me, then I kick off, and it is very immediate, and it's very passionate, and it's very emotional.
For women, it's about an image it portrays. I think that's more so about the image it portrays.
Yeah,
the image it portrays about your relationship.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's what Lindsay always goes on about.
Yeah.
She's like, it's not that I think you're going to cheat. It's like what that girl thinks of me by you giving her a chance in her head. That's an insult to me.
But then also because I think when you're in the public eye, it's a different level of caring about how other people perceive your relationship. I think everybody knows that we're a really great couple. I think they'd be surprised to know that we actually argue frequently, that we definitely have issues. And that's the truth of a relationship. Yeah, exactly. But I don't want it ever to look like you're someone who can't be trusted.
I think also,
even if I think you are behind closed doors.
I also think one of the biggest fears is especially for women, I know for Chloe, would be to walk into a room and there's, you know, six people in that room and five people know that I'm cheating and she's the only one who doesn't. And that's a real issue. I think, do you know what I view, in terms of the manifestation of jealousy, I think also as you get older and life becomes busier and if you're like me, you've got lots of different things on, you don't want to have arguments with your missus. So when you say, I don't want to... for her to ever feel like I'm doing anything wrong. There are some inescapable things that men do. Mm. We are programmed. And a lot of things in relationships ask you to go against your fundamentals, which are part of male nature and women's nature. You talk about... I think for me, and again, I don't want to sound misogynist, I don't think there's a lot of rationality that goes with women's thought process. Men are much more practical. However,
I don't want to sound misogynist.
I think what we're looking for is honest opinion.
I think because exactly what you said, there's a lot of more emotion on that side, you know. But that being said, I'd
love it if Chloe punched you in the side of the head as you said.
Yeah, it would be okay.
Fist just came in.
But I think. Like
a giant dick.
Yeah. Is this intellectual enough for you, 12? Yeah.
I think.
A dick.
I think it's over emotion.
That's what I want to see, really.
Can we be fucking serious, then?
Sorry.
Right. And I think there's an element of that emotional side, which is so important in all the areas of women's lives. But I think that men like to paint women as mad, but actually there are a lot of very weird, over-controlling, equally mental men who take their jealousy out on women in completely different ways, are completely inhibiting.
And also, I just want to make... I think men need to take some responsibility here. The reason why sometimes I do worry is because I've been cheated on.
Agreed.
Almost every male partner I've had, lied to. We talked about it last time I was on the show, like treated like dirt until you turn around and say, should we end it? And they're like, okay, then you said it. And it's like, I actually think, look, you know, and then there's a level of understanding, I think, on the part of women, which sometimes we're lacking, which is that, like I said at the beginning of the show, if you're a teenager, if you're in your 20s and you're with a guy at uni or at school and he goes traveling or whatever, it's more than likely that given the age, you know, they're going to be a little bit silly. And as you get older, you have to understand that and you have to grow up a bit and mature a bit and let it go.
So if it was stag weekend, three nights, Amsterdam, all the lads, unlimited alcohol, you're totally, you don't even have a tremor. You're like, have fun, see you later, darling.
The things that...
Is the microphone broken?
Malfunction.
The things that I would genuinely sit and worry about or feel that anxiety or that panic start to build are things that I know from being with him for 4.5 years that I know that would tempt him. And for James, those are very specific things.
Nando's. So,
Hashtag cheeky Nando's. Those are the things that genuinely worry me, which is, I think, why I say I wouldn't worry if he was at a club and there were girls around him, because that's not ever been an issue for us. And I don't think that you would look at, you know, Jenny from Slough on a night out in West London, and would be like, I wouldn't find that threatening. There are very specific things that I would find threatening, and that is when and where I get jealous.
Can you think of situations? Like, for example, I'm just throwing it out there. Lindsay said recently, 90% serious, 10% joke, there's no Strictly for me. I'm not doing Strictly Come Dancing no matter what offer comes in. It's just not happening. It's like walking through a Cambodian minefield. Doesn't matter how good my legs are, there are mines in that Cambodian field.
Yeah.
Why walk through it? But now, should I be insulted, Kay, that my wife said that to me? Is she implying I have no willpower or consent? Why can't I do Strictly?
Listen, man. is a this subject right here.
No, let's leave our colleague out of it. Just generally. You can make
is
about
your
Stacey
colleague Sean?
Yes.
Okay.
You can make it.
Just checking.
By the way, brilliant tour show talking about this. Go see it.
He's amazing.
I was sorry in Leeds last week. You can make it about Stacey Dooley. You can make it about anyone you frigging want. There's
all
something about not dancing in a club, but doing intensive 3-month
journey. Do you
know
what it is as well, though?
Bro?
Do you know what it is as well, though? Yeah, you're a busy man, right? You don't get to spend that much quality time with your woman, or as much quality time as you would want to.
Very
with
true.
Your woman. Especially doing like gyrating on each other for about 6 hours a day as training. You're bound to create some sort of a bond with somebody like that. And let's face it, you're attractive. The dance is going to be attractive. You're both going to get into a situation.
First and compliment in like 2 series comes from a man.
But it's going to come. Something's going to happen. Sparks will go flying. You can't spend that amount of time with somebody on a week-to-week basis. Mm. And there not to be some sort of connection. And often what happens, unfortunately, when you do have a connection like that, it manifests in a physical form.
Have you been asked? Have you done it? Forgive me if you've done it already.
I haven't.
They love sports people.
They do love sports people.
I know. It doesn't matter whether you can dance or not.
Yeah, I
would
think
you try and throw the dance like that.
I think
behind you. Someone's catching.
I've never wanted to do it.
You know what I'm getting to?
Yeah, no, I know.
Where's the risk? I'm not going to fall in love with Karen Clifton or any of the others.
No, I've told.
But you see what it is though. You're going to go there. She's in a nice little dress and whatever. You're going home. Your wife's like angry. Like, the baby's been shitting all over the place. Like,
yeah,
exactly. She's shooting diapers. She got
to quickly interrupt before you answer that. The one circumstance that I said I cheated was when I did Dancing on Ice. Not with my partner, just so we're clear. Mm. But that was the one time I cheated, and that's why I said it was a very specific circumstance.
So come on, Chloe. If the producers come to you two tomorrow, like, we really want James to do Strictly, would you have a problem with it, or would you
He knows I don't want him to do it.
I think... I'm a big
He's already picking hairs out of his thigh. Oh, like,
but we know a lot of people as well who've done it, who are like...
I just think the one thing I've always said to Chloe is that I don't think the social media, I don't think the hand in the club, I think all that kind of stuff, if it's a momentary thing, I don't think matters. But, you know, if you put you and me, Russ, on a desert island, I mean, I give it, you know, and we were stuck there, you know, 6 months, I'll be hanging out the back of you like,
I'm
going to
be the woman.
Yeah.
I knew I would be the woman.
And that's the point.
I would just be pounded into like a silhouette.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Well, you wouldn't be able to see because you feel the water.
A rugby H made out of trees and me pounded to death in the car.
I couldn't ride you as a raft because you'd be full of holes.
I'll be back in a minute once I've finished feeding.
Honestly, it would be like that.
You don't want to be
We'd be storing coconuts in you. That's how much space it would be. So anyway. So what I'm saying is that I believe that, and this is what Chloe's, I've talked to Chloe about it before. If you keep seeing someone and there's that interaction, it's a minefield.
Dancing tricks.
I do think the one thing I said to Chloe is that you have to be fucking stupid to go onto that show and cheat and think you're going to get away with it.
Yeah.
So I think your point is very apt. If you are in your relationship is in trouble and relationships go on a up and down, and I used to believe in the Disney reality of relationships that it was happily ever after and there was never any problems. Mm-hmm. And I learned from my first relationship, I thought my first argument, I was like, well, this is bullshit. I'm going to break up. I don't want to want this. But then I realised everybody argues. It doesn't matter what image they put on. And people say to Chloe and I, hashtag couple goals. I'm like, well, I argue like cats and dogs. But I think that you're very right. Is that we've been having an argument. You're in a bad place and you're going to this dancer and you're seeing someone. And
it's a recipe for disaster.
And they're all giving you the comfort and everything else. And there's no drama. She's not worried about who you're looking at. She's not giving a shit what the kids are doing. She's not asking you to pay the bills. You know, she's looking fresh 24 hours a day. Whereas you come back and you know, you go home, you put your gears on, your missus looks like she's run through a bush backwards. It's not the best.
But it's the same reason...
She probably has week 3 on a workout programme.
Yeah. But it's the same reason I will never let a male personal trainer train my wife.
Yeah, no doubt.
No, fuck. Like,
but wait, can I just
run out of time and we get to the juiciest bit.
I know, I know a lot of personal trainers, they're my friends, they're all scumbags,
but you've come across so chill for the whole thing.
No, but they're all they're all scumbags, innit? Like, they're all scumbags, innit?
That's why I don't train with men anymore.
My exes tried to bang him, and I would go and meet them. I would come in the door and I'd be like, hello, shake him in the hand, give him the death shake, look him in the eyes. I'm like, look, I'm trusting you with my missus.
Doesn't matter.
And every one of them.
And they're trying to stretch your woman into next positions that don't even exist. Yeah. It's like, what are you doing, Leon? Well, it's always Leon.
But I think it's important important not to tell your partner what to do. I've never told you don't do it. I've just said I obviously wouldn't love it if you did, but it's totally your choice. It's your life, and vice versa.
You've just made the problems if I do 10,000 times worse. Like a punishment. I won't tell you what to do, but if you fuck up, you're dead.
Yeah. We are out of time. That's it for Boys Don't Cry this week. And that's it for the series. Oh. We'll be back soon with another. Thanks to our friends at ASOS and to my guests, to Kay Curd and James and Chloe Haskell. Don't forget, we're a podcast and a YouTube show. Go back and listen and watch any of the shows from the first two series. What we've learned today is swingers clubs clearly work. These two are very much in love. Fire is still alive. Leave us a review or comment if you like us. If you are commenting or reviewing on other podcasts, I find that insulting. It's like you're going with another podcast behind my back, and I will kill you. I'll put you in the cellar and I will hurt you. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Boys Don't Cry with Russell Kane, brought to you by Joe, together with ASOS.